Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, man?
Doing a little Christmas shopping. You?
Have I done Christmas shopping? Sure.
I'm just saying that's what I was literally doing just now. It's already, I know it's already the second. But you start looking at those dates and it says, we'll arrive by.
Yeah.
And it's getting
it's
to like
to get close.
2030. You're like, I don't actually think that's going to make it. I've been right in this position before. Damn. And you're going to be mad at me.
Well, how am I going to get this Tesla?
Well, right. Jeremy's taking care of that, so you should be okay. I didn't get my Christmas stuff up this week. I'll do it.
Come on, man.
This weekend, I will. I promise. I know, I will. When do you finally start taking it easy in life? I don't know what the hell that means. But when the pace of life slows down, is this the same as like when you actually start to feel like an adult? Because I'm not there yet. You're not there yet, are you, Jeremy? Don't you still feel like a kid trapped in adults?
Some days. It depends on the day, honestly.
That seems to be a universal thing people say. Oh, I never realized it was going to be like this. When you're a kid, you think adults have it all figured out, and then you're an adult, and you go, I looked at my birthday, and I can't believe this.
The day I write that rent check, I definitely feel like an adult.
Right. Well, you feel like a kid who's hopeless. You're like, damn it, no one's here to help me,
and
I got to pay this thing myself. Maybe that's what it means to be an adult. But if you hit the ground running right after school, okay, and then you get married, and then you have kids, then for all those people, life doesn't really slow down because they went from trying to get good grades and trying to get through college and everything to immediately marriage and kids. Now, I did not do that. I had time there where I was, you got married when you were what? Early 30s, something like
maybe
that? You took time.
Whatever, yeah.
It's like, I don't remember that. Was I married?
I blacked it out.
It is different. But if you go boom, 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 and I have a lot of friends that did,
right,
then when does life slow down? I remember my friend, my first friend to have a kid, we were like 22 or 23. I was like, wow, kids already, you know? But I also remember him telling me, hey, you know what, man? By the time you start thinking about having kids, my oldest is going to be out of the house.
No, that's true. I do look at people like that. I'm like, you know what?
Is that the right way to
do it? If I had my kids earlier, I would not have been a good dad. I had my kids later, which makes me a better dad. But, you know, I look at my 10-year-old, I'm like, how much longer are we playing basketball against each other? Because my knee hurts. And it wasn't like with my, you know, even that 4-year difference, right? With my oldest, I never felt like, yeah, let's go play basketball. I'm good. There's something in that 4 years. I'm like,
you would have been a good dad.
I'm tired. No.
You might not have been as good. You would have been a good dad.
I would not have been. I'm being honest with you.
Because
I know me. I would have focused on work. I would have still wanted to drink. I would have cheated on their mother. I know me. If I would have had a kid in my 20s, I would have been a horrible father and a horrible husband. I would have been bad. I know that.
I think you wouldn't have been possibly as good, but I still think you would have been good. But finally, agree to disagree. The point. So you're saying that the little bit of wisdom time to reflect and all that made you a much better
father. Not worrying about what I'm missing out on.
Right.
I was old enough that when I had my first kid, I didn't care what anybody else was doing.
Right.
So all my friends are like, oh, we're out. I'm like, I've already been out. I don't care.
Yes.
Right? But at 23, I'd have been like, God, why can't I go out? Of course, it would have been too much.
Yeah, I remember Lazo telling me when I was in my 20s, I said, you know, I've got friends who are getting married. I've got a friend who's got a kid. Like, am I messing up? And Lazo said, look, my dad always told me, you can retire in your 20s, or you can retire in your 70s, or whatever that is.
I retired in my 20s.
So if you retire in your 20s, you're healthy enough to enjoy it. You're going to be broke, though, in your 20s, and you're going to be a little bit behind, well, a lot behind.
A lot behind, and you're going to have to work until you die, but that's okay.
Until you're later.
But some people start their work when they're 19, and then they retire early.
Yeah.
But they enjoy their lives. It's all right. I retired in my 20s.
As a 24-year-old, hearing that, I was like, Well, this choice is obvious. You're telling me I can go to Cheetah's right now and just hang out and not feel guilty? Yes, I'll choose that. So that's what I did.
Right.
But for people who didn't, if they went to school, went to college, got married, started a family, when does life slow down? Or when do they expect it to slow down? They say that the average age people expect life to finally start slowing down is 43, which is funny because 43 is around the age I figured, and now I'm getting old enough, I think I probably won't have kids. But that used to be the age when I thought, if I ever have kids, maybe I'll decide to have kids like in my early 40s.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a luxury that some people don't have. I don't know. But I'm with Lazo. I needed to try and figure out how the hell I was going to get my life together before I thought about having a kid. And I know some people, you have kids, you didn't plan on it, and you made it work, and you had to, and good for you. And that's how it goes for a lot of people. But for me, it was, that sounds like something to think about someday. Maybe I would like to, but I'm not there yet. If you did, they say 43 is the age when people expect it to slow down. They also found that the average adult gets just 7.5 hours to themselves every week. That actually sounds like more than what I would have thought. If you have kids and you're in a relationship, sure, right? You get half of it.
Right.
But if you're married and you have kids and you're young, I think 7.5 hours a week seems like, maybe it's not that much when you add it all up. I have a lot. I mean, I sit at home a lot and watch a lot of old Anatomy Files on HBO and Dateline and Killing Time. But 7.5 hours is what most people get to themselves a week. It's a little over an hour a day, basically. A little over an hour a day. Look, I get way more than that, so maybe a little over an hour a day isn't enough. I have a friend who's my age, so late 30s. He just had his first kid. And, you know, I congratulated him, all that stuff. And I asked him, I checked in with him, I don't know, a couple weeks ago and said, you know, hope the family's well. How's everything going? He said, look, man, I'm not going to lie to you. Having an infant is horrible. And he goes, anyone who says it's not either wasn't helping out or just full of it. They're deluding. Right. Because he's like, I don't sleep through the nights. It's constant work. And right now there's no real reward because I can't play ball with my son. We're not doing anything together. He just needs us to survive. And
but you're going to.
Right. And he said, I look forward to that. Yeah. And I know that'll be great. But right now I am exhausted and I'm not having a lot of fun. I was like, well, at least you've got some perspective here to say, I know it's going to get better. But some people say they have babies and like, actually, it's not that bad. I don't mind it. Yeah, I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night, but I love seeing my kid. Love checking out
my
kid.
I remember after like 6 months, my oldest, Yiro, would slept like 12. Like you put him, whatever. If you put him in bed at 8, he'd get up at 8. If you put him in bed at 9, he'd get up at 9. Do you remember that, Jeremy?
Yep.
Jeremy watched him. If you put him in bed at 10, he'd wake up at 10. That was it.
It was awesome.
12 hours. And we actually called a doctor one time. We were like, hey, this kid sleeps like 12 to 13 hours every night. And he was like, don't tell your friends. That's all he said. Like, it's fine.
Don't
brag
about
it. So we did get a little lucky with that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he put him in bed and he went to sleep.
So for these,
we could go out to like if we put him to bed at like 8 o'clock, we could go to, I'm being honest, like living in Seattle, we could go to a fancy, we could go to Capitol Grill.
Right.
And put him in a little stroller and put him next to us. Wouldn't wake up.
Oh, take him with you.
Wouldn't wake up.
Yeah.
He would not wake up. Just 12. You were like, oh, the only hindrance was that you did have a stroller.
Right.
But there's like a sting in here, but it doesn't make any noise. It's fine.
And people are looking at you like, oh, great.
Right. And then they sleep the whole time. And then when they get up to leave, they're like, oh, my God, your kid is so great. I'm like, I don't know. He just is. He's not real?
Little Jack Daniels. Just on the gums. Just on the gums. So for the people who are busy and they get that, you know, 7.5 hours a week, that's a little over an hour date. They do say that that means you're not doing any chores. You're not taking care of the kid. You're not working, right? That's just like time to sit and watch TV or whatever it is you're going to do. But for the people who said their lives have now slowed down, whether it happened at 43 or not, it doesn't matter. Okay. My kids are older. Maybe they're out of the house. Whatever the case may be, life has slowed down. I have time to myself. Only 53% of people say that it's better than it was before. I mean, that's the you know, majority, but still, that means almost half of people are probably saying, and I'm, you know, just
I like it better when I know that my kids are busy and we've got games to go to on the weekend and we got to help out with homework. I like it better when it's busy like that. As opposed to like there'll be weekends when there's nothing going on. Like they're at their mom's. It's like, well, I just won't see them.
Well, and try and remind yourself of that, because almost half of all people polled said that if they're very busy with their kids and family and don't have a lot of time, they're envious of the people who
I read
do
this thing
want.
One time, and if you're a parent, then, you know, of a young child, just because it really changed my perspective. And it just said, and I read it, it's not me, it said, I never get mad about the fingerprints on the refrigerator or the glass window, you know, to door wall. Mm-hmm. Because one day I will miss cleaning them up.
Right.
And as soon as I read that, I went,
damn.
Man, make those fingerprints everywhere because I know I'm the guy who will miss cleaning them up.
Yep.
That's it.
More than one in five, you know, like 22% admit that they're just not good at making time for themselves. It's just not, you know, they don't focus on it, and right. they're not good at doing it. And 62% said that they might need help to do so. But what they're trying to do is, like, help people if you are really busy with
it's
your
all
kids,
about time management.
Exactly, and that's what they're
and
trying
Jenny's
to help people
And Jenny's telling you
with.
To shut up.
Yep.
Oh, we're done?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go, Jenny, all done.
The Church of Les-
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo!
Yo!
Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good.
Right.
I think I got a lot of Christmas shopping done. I'm feeling pretty good.
Oof. Proud of you.
You? Who are you talking to over there?
Me? No, I'm looking up Christmas presents.
Ah.
Signed a football I'm looking for right now.
Man, we all go back to the same things. That's the other thing I'm like, I just looking on my app and I was like, every time I get on here, I buy her stuff that I would want if I were her. It's all electronics. I mean, she doesn't care about electronics like you do. But as a guy, I'm like, well, it's got to have a battery or it's got to have a cord that plugs into the wall. Otherwise, who the hell would want it, right? But then I realized, like, oh, yeah, she doesn't necessarily need it to plug in or have a battery. So what are those things? Then it's like, all right, I'll buy her clothes. You really shouldn't be buying clothes for your wife or girlfriend as a guy.
You can buy them nylons.
You can buy them the fun stuff, sure. But the stuff that they're like trying to find something that they're like, I love this.
Tom Brady signed Tampa Bay Bucks footballs, $2,799.
How much?
$2,700.
That's too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Well, yesterday I was getting ready for work and I looked over in our closet and I saw a box and I'm like, And I like looked closer. I'm like, oh, he bought me a humidifier.
Oh,
and I'm like,
that's
I'm
nice.
Really sick right now. I need that. And so last night when I got home from work, I'm like, hey, probably shouldn't hide Christmas gifts where I sleep. Can I have that?
And?
Yeah, I used it. It was
good.
Great.
Then lovely. What you do is you wrap up an empty box and put a note in there and say, remember when I got you the humidifier and you opened it early?
Well, right. He's like, I got you some other cell stuff too. Like, so you can have that. And I'm like, what made you think about that besides me just whining about it, though? Because he got me a really nice one, and he goes, it was one of those gift lists.
I got you guys a bidet last night. I bought you and your boyfriend a bidet. It should be at your house probably
tonight.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much. But look at gift lists, like, because he said he found it on there. I'm like, it's not a bad idea to look through those. I found some good gifts off of those.
What is that?
Like, when people will put together gift guides on, like, things you can get for, like, things to get your kids if they're age 10 to 13.
Like the BuzzFeed one?
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing?
Yeah.
I look at all of those.
I think he said he found, like, Apple put one together or something.
Oh, I've never heard of that. My mom always wants, like, my Amazon wish list. I'm like, I hate when my mom asks, like, you don't have to buy me anything. And you say that, but it's like, I mean that. You don't need to buy me anything. You've been buying me gifts since I was a little kid. You bought me all those toys and everything else. I'll buy you something now. Tell me what you want. You take some time off. I don't need you worried about credit card debt after Christmas. Lazo, I found something.
Hey, Julia.
What?
Are you in the same building as the sports station there?
Yeah. Oh, you want me to steal some stuff?
Yes. I bet you because I know Jim Harbaugh goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get him a sign of football for me?
I haven't seen him hire.
You could get him to. He'll mail you one.
I want to go through that. Julie can actually stop me like, hey, can you sign this for me?
I haven't seen him.
She doesn't know what he looks like, though. That's the problem.
Yes, she
but
does.
I can talk to some people over there and see what's up.
Lazo.
That would be good. Thank you.
$149.99.
For what?
Nolan Ryan. Do they have a Nolan Ryan autographed ball?
They do not have a Nolan Ryan.
Well, everyone needs a Nolan Ryan autographed ball.
There you go.
What's wrong with that? That's not good enough for
I'm
you,
looking
is
for
it?
The Harbaugh football right now.
Aren't you guys pen pals?
Yeah, but I don't want to email him and ask for something. That makes our relationship from the beginning has been about us not asking, me not asking for anything.
Sure.
I'm sure people always ask him for stuff, but we've been pen pals for like years. I've never asked him for anything. I feel like
send
if I just
something.
Ask him for
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but like
send him
now's
autographed
the time. You've got his trust. You've been pen pals for years.
I feel
now...
like that as soon as you ask him for something, it breaks the trust.
Don't ask. Send him autographed Lazo stuff. And then in return,
oh, I thought you'd want this.
You get. Yeah,
I'm sure you listen. Let's live in Ann Arbor.
I know you may not listen, but you probably have friends that do. Trust me. So here you go, some gifts, and then he'll respond with an autographed football.
I'm going to go the Julia route. I'm going to need you to get me some John Jansen, Jim Harbaugh signed stuff. All right.
All right.
I'm getting your
thank
son
you.
A Keith Hernandez autographed ball. Does he know who Keith Hernandez
sure,
is?
Of course.
Guy was on Seinfeld. I mean, come on, 129.
Right.
That is
perfect.
A steal. You're looking at $8,000 Tom Brady stuff. Move down just a little bit.
Little Keith
bit.
Hernandez.
Yeah,
huh?
Little Keith Hernandez.
All right. Are we done then?
Are we done, Jeremy?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I thought everybody did really good today. I'm really proud of you.
Can I tell you, I have more fun hanging out with you guys here than any other time of
when
the day.
When I leave here, I'm like, ah, man, I miss my friends.
Me too. I look forward to coming back. Tomorrow we'll be back, though?
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Detroit, Kansas City, Las Vegas.
We love you.
Good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.